First of all, could you talk me through why the band, how the band came to sign with Metal Blade, and why the band decided to leave its previous label, Victory, I believe?
We were done with our contract at Victory, so it was time to, lay out our options and see what was out there. And we were talking with a few other labels and kind of just weighing out our, the field, basically, and trying to see what options we have for the future. And Metal Blade, it just seemed like the right fit for us. Brian and, some of the staff we've known for years through friends that have been on the label, and, we instantly kind of connected, and we kind of had similar ideas about what we wanted to do, and, we all seemed to be on the same page, and it seemed to fit nicely.
Okay, and obviously for its debut release on Metal Blade, the band's released like a three-song EP record. Could you tell me about that?
Yes, it's kind of an intro into a big story we're working on. A two-part record, and this EP is the first half of it. And it was something very different for us. We've never, really tackled a whole concept record, and especially doing it in two parts. And this is the first time we've ever done an EP, and it was just all kind of new for us, which is, I think, important when it comes to writing and creating a new record. Kind of keeps you on your toes, and we recorded it in a new spot than we normally do, so everything was kind of new for us, which I think benefited, and I'm really looking forward to the future, and I'm really excited with the EP. It was a fun record to write, and a fun record to play on tour, and the response is it's been amazing. We can't complain at all. People seem to really enjoy it, so that's all we can ask for.
What is the gist of the story which these two records will contain?
Well, as of now, it's just an introduction to these two men's lives, and they live on separate planets and different time periods, and their lives are kind of intersecting unintentionally, and they're both on separate journeys, kind of trying to get their life figured out. And the outcome is going to affect their lives and lots of others' lives. And, it's still pretty vague right now with the EP. We wanted to kind of treat this as an introduction into the two men, kind of what they're going through, what the thought process is, and, kind of what they're set out to be doing. And when the second record hits, it'll kind of explain what all is happening and, where it's going.
What inspired the concept?
Say it again?
What inspired the concept?
Well, we've talked about doing a concept for a while, and, it just felt right to do it now. And, honestly, the idea came up, our guitarist, Paul, he presented the idea to us for the story. He kind of thought it out, and then, we were into it, and Paul and I got up, here and there, and kind of worked on the story and changed a lot of things and elaborated on what we wanted to do with it. And from there, we got together a timeline of what we wanted to happen in the EP and what we wanted to happen later. And from there, I got it all together and started writing lyrics and getting it with the music and so on and so forth.
Can you relate to a lot of the issues these two characters deal with? Can you relate to a lot of the issues these two characters deal with?
I think so. That was a big concern for me, was, developing a story that I wanted to do something I could relate to, because I wanted to, put some of my personal emotion into the lyric, like I normally do. And most of this record, it's a lot about them kind of weighing out the pros and cons of their lives and, being alone. Pretty much the whole EP, they're alone, and their brain is basically, their minds are playing tricks on themselves, and, they're overanalyzing everything. And that's something I deal with a lot, think every decision you make, you know, obviously, at times you overanalyze it, and it can kind of drive you mad.
Would you say some of these things you just mentioned are like part and parcel of the touring life?
Say it again, sorry.
Would you say some of these things you just mentioned are part and parcel of the touring life, like being in a band, being on tour all the time, and...
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it's something especially that musicians can relate to. You know, you do spend a lot of time, you know, with yourself and with your own thoughts. And, I definitely can't complain about our lives because we're very fortunate in what we do. But yeah, I mean, it's something I think a lot of people that do the same line of work as us can relate to. You know, you're surrounded by people a lot, but most of the time you feel very alone. And I think, you know, that's pretty universal. And you know, luckily, we're in a position where, you know, we're in a band where we really get along with each other, and we're all really good friends. So that makes, you know, being away from home and loved ones easier, you know, because you're with people you do love. So you know, we for sure can't complain about that.
With this second installment, like, does the band already have like the story in mind and everything?
Yes, we have a basic idea of where we want the story to go. I'm sure things will change, you know, when we get back from touring, start writing the next record. I'm sure Paul and I will kind of get together, and I'm sure a lot will change, but we have a basic idea of what's going to happen and where, you know, where these lives are going to shape up and what's going to, you know, the clash between the two characters will definitely...
proposed second record, where is it like actually at to date, or not at, or whatever?
Where at right now?
With the second installment, what is the status of it? Where is it at or not at? Like, what stage is it?
The story?
The second part of the second installment.
It's basically just in our heads as far as, you know, the story goes. You know, it's nothing set in stone yet. And we're going to start, the music we're going to hopefully start writing this summer. Start getting a head start on that and go from there. And I think our goal is to have it out next year at some point. But it's kind of early to tell that deadline's going to work.
Do you know if this next installment, like, will be, like, a full length of material, or will it be like another EP, or?
Yeah, so it'll be a full length. We're going to do a full length.
Okay. Has any music been written at all? Like, I know the band has stored, but is it like, is there any like stuff around that the band intends to use at all, or?
Sorry, my phone keeps cutting out.
Is there any like musical parts or, floating around that the band intend to use on this record at all? Or?
We have a little bit, you know, stuff that we didn't use for the EP, and just ideas we kind of worked on a little bit here and there, but nothing that can translate into a song or anything yet. But you know, there's little things floating around here and there. But yeah, we you know, we're on the road right now, so we never write when we're on the road. So when we get back this summer, we'll definitely start diving into it head first.
Okay. Obviously, the band worked with David Bottrell. How did the band come to work with him, David?
He actually contacted us last year, and you know, was interested in working with us. And you know, we're huge fans of a lot of the records he's done. You know, Muse and Silverchair and Fool and Crimson. And you know, it felt right, you know, for this EP to try something new and kind of get out of our comfort zone and work with someone else. And it was a really good experience. We went out to Toronto, Canada, and, you know, spent, you know, 2 weeks there. And, you know, it went really well. He was a good dude, and can't complain at all.
Did his experience with, like, shall we say, more progressive bands definitely come into play?
Sorry, say again.
Did his experience with more like you mentioned, King Crimson.
Oh, yeah.
He's also a
Tool. I think so. I mean, that was part of the reason why we chose him. You know, he's had such a wide variety of musicians he's worked with, and, you know, he's dealt with a lot of, you know, sounds and ideas that we enjoy, and, you know, and we wanted, you know, someone with his experience, it was nice to have his perspective on our music and kind of get a second opinion on things, and it was a definitely good work environment with him.
How would you describe the work environment in terms of, like, what was the routine then, would you say? Like, how would things work with him and the band?
Well, it's pretty quick. We recorded the record in 11 days. So, you know, we basically went in there, busted out the drums, you know, got the drums done first, and then we moved on the bass, guitar, and keyboards, and then vocals last. It was very, it flew by. It was almost like it didn't happen. It was so quick, and, you know, we worked all day, every day, you know, from, like, 12 to 8 or 9 at night, or no, 10 at night, and, you know, everything went smooth, so that's all we can ask for, and, you know, we went in there, and he, you know, he was very hands-on, you know, with everything, which we enjoyed, and, you know, it was awesome.
Will he be producing this, the second installment?
We're not sure yet. You know, we've obviously talked about it, but we haven't really sat down and kind of figured out what we want to do. We're going to wait and, you know, get some writing done, see how, you know, what direction the record's going in, and kind of go from there and see what makes the most sense for us.
All right, because it's like a one concept. I thought the band might want some, keep that continuity of like the same producer on one concept type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're thinking about. You never know. You know, there's always time issues and money issues, and you just have to make sure everybody's going to be available to do everything at the same time. That's always kind of sometimes.
How would you musically describe this 3-song EP?
I don't know. It's always tough. I think it's some of the heaviest stuff we've written in a while. I think people thought we were going to do the opposite of that, so I think we kind of pleased our more metal fans for sure. It's a heavy record, and there's lots of, you know, melody, and there's, you know, a lot of parts that kind of throw you off a little bit. You know, I think it's typical between the Bellamy fashion, and there's a lot in the songs, and you can't always expect what's going to be up next, and I think, you know, that makes for an interesting record.
Did the story call for those heavier parts then?
We actually, I don't know, when we wrote, we didn't really think about that. You know, we just wrote the material, and from there, I kind of started writing the lyrics and putting the lyrics to the music. So, you know, lyrics were second after the songs were done. So, definitely, I feel confident in the music and lyrics fitting well together. So, there's definitely aggressive moments and not aggressive moments in the story that, you know, worked out really well.
Okay, I was just wondering, like, if there was a place the band would come from for those aggressive moments, like a certain reason behind the band deciding to play those heavier parts.
Well, I just think, I mean, when we write, we never plan. You know, it's kind of whatever naturally happens, and we've always been a metal band, and I think that we naturally always come back to that. And I don't know, when we started writing, it just kind of happened that way, and you know, we had fun with it. To take metal and kind of, you know, give it a makeover, make it a little different. So that's always interesting and fun for us to do.
Are there certain influences for the band's heavier aspects, the heavier part of the band's?
Influence is so tough. I mean, it's not like, I mean, we don't sit there and listen to music and write music after we listen to that music. I mean, we're all inspired by so much, and we all write, and there's not, you know, all five of us write our songs, and, you know, we all listen to a huge variety of music, and I think it all inspires us in some way, but there's no, like, one or two bands that, you know, we listen to that, like, all right, let's write music based off that. I think our biggest influence is each other. You know, we really feed off each other, and, you know, really help each other create the best songs we can.
obviously there's the not so aggressive moments, like what sort of, well, for you on the vocals and like playing the keyboards, what sort of influences were you drawing from?
I mean, the thing is, when you write, you just play what feels right. You know, we want things to happen organically. When I write a vocal pattern, I don't think of a band when I'm writing it. And I say, I come up with what pops in my head. I mean, I love a lot of bands, but I mean, I don't know. I think influences is such a weird thing to talk about, because I mean, everything influences you. Like any, I would have to listen to a million bands. And I think, the thing we want people to know is when we write, it's what naturally pops in our head. It's not, I know it's not impersonating something, we're doing what we do.
Well, what I mean is, how do you, from your perspective, how would you, describe these not-so-aggressive moments then?
I don't know. I mean, I think they're very soothing at times, I think there's hints of, it's very melodic and very mellow, and, but I feel like in this new record, even the melodic stuff, it still has an aggressive tinge to it, so, it's different for every song. It's hard to describe as a whole, what our main parts sound like.
Is there an extra difficulty then at all writing these longer songs, or is it just the same as writing a 3-minute song? Or
yeah, it's just what comes naturally to us. We've talked about possibly having shorter songs, but it doesn't happen that way. We don't want to cut things because we feel like we're supposed to or something. When we have five minds working on songs, we keep going with it, and you get that natural kind of feeling when a song's done, and it feels right at 12 minutes, and that's what the song needs to be, and that's how it's been for a while for us. I think we've kind of gotten to a very good comfort zone where we really know how to feed off each other, and we're really, we have a precise method to our madness, I guess.
Is it possible, these 10-12-minute tracks are possibly have songs within songs? If the band wanted to, you could separate and then make it into individual songs, just one long...
I don't think so, personally, but I mean, I'm sure there's people that could maybe find moments. I mean, we've had times in the past where, a label or something would want us to make a radio edit, and it's really impossible. I mean, because the songs are written certain way, and there's a link they are because that's the way the song should be, and I don't know, it's hard to take a chunk of a song and make that a song, because that's not the song.
Has that been a source of contention with labels in the past then, again, where labels want this single track to go to the radio stations with and so on?
Radio and videos, it's not really a cup of tea, I think, if the way we want to do it, that's cool, but, like I said, it's so hard for us to, shorten down something for, a video or, a radio, and, I don't know, it's something that we've never really, we're not going to change what we do for something like that, the reason our songs are the way they are is because that's how we write, and, that's not going to change.
Would you say the band's what people might call an albums band, where you get the best experience by putting the album on and listening to it in full?
Definitely. I mean, when we write an album, we think of it as a whole. We don't think song by song. We don't, it's not just random songs coming together. The order of the track, everything, flows into each other. We plan that all out because we want an album experience, because we enjoy that when we listen, that's how we write our music.
How would you compare this new record then to, new EP to this, to the previous release from the band?
I think it's a good, good mix of everything we've done, you know. It captures some of our older, kind of more aggressive moments and still has, you know, the quirkiness and the experimentation of our newer material. I think it's just a good mix of between the band and me.
Is the like door open for the band to do like other EPs in future, like 30-minute releases and so on?
I doubt we'll do another EP. You know, this felt right for this release, and you know, we enjoy writing full lengths, and you know, we take it one at a time. We have no idea what the future's gonna hold.
So like the door's open, just depends whether it feels right for the band then, whatever feels right really.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. What are the goals for the band then, or for the future?
I don't know, we just do what we do, you know, we've never been a band that is like, oh, we're going to do this and this, you know, we're just going to keep writing the best songs we can, touring as much as we can, giving people the best show they can get, and we've always just kind of done our thing, and we're going to keep doing that, and if that keeps getting us the new heights, that's great. If it doesn't, you know, we'll take it one day at a time, but we hope to keep traveling and getting across the whole world and letting people hear